America Weekend.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Christina Stoffo.
So, there you are.
Yeah.
You met the girl of your dreams. And you want to impress her. And there's one way to impress a woman. And that's by getting to her stomach.
I always say the way to my heart is through my stomach.
There you go.
I love to eat.
It's poetry.
It is. It's poetic.
So rather than just throw some money around and take her out, it's time to become creative. So you decide, I'm going to prove I can cook for this woman.
Yeah.
And you are going to make this culinary feast that will make her heart melt and fall in love with you.
Yeah, you know.
So what do you do? There has to be some sort of guidance in making things, because you don't want to set up like a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving thing. You don't want to bring her over for popcorn and toast and Jell-O. No,
no.
It has to be good. There has to be candlelight.
Sure.
Now, if your beau were to invite you over for a dinner,
yeah,
what do you expect? What do you want to walk into?
Are we talking about my current one?
You could talk about your current one, your former one, or an imaginary one.
Because he's not a cooker. But, but if I were to be walking into a date, a home-style date with dinner, I don't know, I would want something romantic, maybe some music, maybe some candlelight.
Sure.
A little pasta, some wine.
Little pasta.
Yeah, why
not? So that's the food that gets to your heart.
Well, a lot of food gets to my heart.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, you know, pasta's easy.
All right. Pasta is easy.
You can't mess up pasta.
It's inexpensive. It's $1.50 for a box.
It's hard to mess it up.
And they say
you can
boil it between 9 and 14 minutes.
That's true.
So there's a huge scale there. As long as it's soft and you put it in the strainer.
I like mine al dente.
Oh, really? See, you have to be a problem. So you're very difficult to cook for.
High maintenance.
All right, high maintenance lady here. So we found this story via the Huffington Post, the guy's guide to cooking for a date. All right, so it breaks it down into certain categories. The first category is get some privacy.
Okay.
And the point they're trying to make here is simply, let's say the guy has a roommate.
Oh,
he's got to go.
You got to go, buddy. Sorry.
Because let's be honest here. Okay, it's a family show, but we can intimate. The idea of cooking the nice dinner means that you're not going to be watching Jimmy Fallon at 11:30. You expect something else to be going on at 11:30.
Later on.
So if the roommate is there, that's an encumbrance.
And you know, it's always wrong, because you always have the roommate that's like oblivious.
Right.
And it's always like, oh, you made pasta? Or, you made, you know, whatever? Right. That's enough for me.
Yeah. Oh, I'll stay. Oh, you know what? I got this movie out of the Red Box tonight. Or, you know what? There's this great thing on Netflix. Or, hey, you know what? Let's binge watch Game of Thrones together tonight.
Now,
and you don't want to do that.
That's the perfect date for me. Pasta, Game of Thrones.
Really? So maybe you would like it if the roommate stayed and had these ideas.
Maybe not.
Note to all the men out there, don't even waste your time cooking the pasta for Ms. Stoffo, because
let's
she'll
go.
What?
Let's go right to Game of Thrones.
Oh.
And snacks.
Scared me there for a minute.
No. Game of Thrones.
See, I knew I would kind of just tweak her if I said that. All right, the next one.
Moving on.
Figure out what your date likes to drink.
Yes.
Because you have to serve the right beverages. The right wines.
That's right.
The right hard liquor if she's into that type of thing.
You need the right mixer. You can't just have the vodka. You know, if she doesn't like cranberry, you got to make sure that you have the OJ.
Here's a good point. Should you ask the person before you have them over?
Absolutely.
Hey,
what do you like to drink?
Because you can make a huge mistake. What if for some reason you bring in all this hard alcohol and you find out she's a recovering alcoholic? You don't want to do that. That'll put a damper on the whole evening, would it not?
It most certainly would.
Or if you just get, I don't know, soft drinks, and she's the type that likes to throw a few back.
Have a little, you know.
You need, there's a barometer here, and you need to figure this out. Next one, take a little bit of help with appetizers. All right. Well, see, but this is where it starts. You have to flip it over. See, here's an interesting part. I print out the stories. We'll bring the listener into this, because this is worth it.
God.
I print the stories out, and the copier that I print these things out on, for some reason, insists on doing a double-sided copy.
I think it's
because... And you know the machine I'm using, so this is what happens, and so it confuses the co-host.
I think it's because I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, and my brain didn't really... You know, bring me to Christina, flip the page, and I looked and it went from 2 to 5, and I was just like, where's the
That'll be next week's story. The guy's guide to making sure the co-host understands the script before you start.
Thank you.
Anyway,
thank you very much.
Appetizers.
Okay, take a little bit of help with your appetizers. Now, this, I think, is a very good thing, because even I say this not just for a date. I say this for any party. Have appetizers. There's nothing worse than walking into a party or a date. It's kind of like a little bit of an icebreaker.
It is.
Oh, you know, you got some mozzarella and tomato. All right.
Boy, it's all Italian food with you. Mozzarella, tomato, pasta. My goodness.
Well, I am an Italian girl.
I hope there's some fiber in this somewhere. There's going to be some serious issues in a few days.
Head. Okay.
Okay.
We're not thinking about, you know.
Well, that's true. So, all right, so you have to come up with an appetizer. But this now becomes very complicated for the man. What if the guy is not really into cooking at all and he's confused? What do you do?
But this is, in this little description for the appetizers, this is a very good point. It says, in an episode of Barefoot Contessa, which is a show on Food Network, okay, she suggests stocking up on salami, almonds, olives. That's actually a pretty big Italian thing to have that on the table.
Yes.
You know, a loaf of bread, some cheese, some olives, whatever.
No
cooking involved there. You go buy that in a container at the store. You pour it into a nice
plate.
Nice presentation already
That's
there.
That's very
you
nice.
Know what
Open
I mean?
A can and dump it into a dish and you're ready to go.
And it looks and it looks nice.
Very nice.
Well, what about the presentation? Because you know what? Presentation shows that you put some thought and time into it.
So this is not a night for the Chinette? You don't take out the paper plates?
You don't take out the paper plates. You take out what you have and you can make it look nice.
What if it doesn't match?
So what?
What if it's like some free dish you got somewhere? What, you know, let's say, you know, David Wright Dish Day at Citi Field and all of a sudden you're serving like, you know, the most romantic dinner on something you got at a Met game. That doesn't breed romance.
But see, I think that's funny. And if you have someone in your house that's going to get offended by that, ask them to leave.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Sure.
First time I made dinner for the woman who is now my wife.
Okay.
I invited her over to my apartment. She was not feeling well. She was sick. She had a bad. She was a school teacher at the time. And so she was sick. She had a bad cough. So what did I have on the table waiting for her under the candlelight? A saucer filled with cough drops.
Oh, that is so sweet.
See?
Stop.
See? I'm quite a man.
Okay, I have a story.
Yes.
My high school boyfriend.
Okay.
Valentine's Day. Thought he was going to be romantic. He makes lobster.
Wow, that's really going out on a ledge.
Okay, but you know, for someone that's not familiar with cooking this shell food, this shellfish, okay?
I got a feeling I know where this is going.
You know, so he didn't just cook the lobster tail. He cooked the whole lobster, like boiled the whole lobster, and then kind of just like put it on a plate. So now we're teenagers, don't really know too much about this, right?
No.
So I break apart the front and the back of the lobster.
Okay.
And like all the roe falls out of it.
Yes.
And I was so grossed out by that. And this stays with me forever because all this orange stuff is falling out of lobster. And I'm thinking, what the hell do I do with this? Trying not to like, you know, trying to be cool. Like, I don't want to be like, ew, babe, what did you just give me?
And all of a sudden, your romantic dinner has turned into a giant chum bucket.
Oh, it was awful.
Wow.
It was so awful.
So, and what was his reaction? So you pop it open.
I pop it open.
You have spillage
the
all over the place.
The stuff falls out. And I was just like, I actually think that we ended up like ordering food later on that night because I don't think he wanted to eat it either.
Really? Wow.
But it's the thought that counts.
It is the thought. Because, you know, when you cook lobster, there's a whole other situation. You got to wrangle it home. You've got to, there's the whole process of boiling it and, you know, giving it its fond farewell. That's a very messy situation. Right?
And it stays with me.
See, you never thought you'd be able to use it on a radio
show. No, definitely not.
The next one, makes something that is delicious but easy. Now, in that case, the lobster.
There you go.
That's, you know, you don't set the bar very high.
No, listen, less is more. There's nothing wrong with some pasta, even if you don't know how to make sauce from scratch. There are some, my grandmother would kill me if she heard me saying this. There are some George sauces that actually taste really good.
There are.
Rouse. Sauce.
Oh.
Delicious. It's the best.
Rao's?
Rao's?
The restaurant in the city.
Oh. I always called it Rao's. Yeah,
no,
Rao's.
No, it's Rao's. The real fancy exclusive Italian restaurant.
It's a little bit expensive in the jar. It's like $8 a jar.
Yes.
But tastes delicious.
I've never tried it.
Try it. It's very good.
Okay.
So there's nothing wrong with pasta, some sauce, a garlic bread. How hard is that to do?
$1.50.
Some
Throw
salad,
it in the oven and there it is.
Some salad.
You can buy a salad in a bag. It's already made for you.
Right. Put it in a nice dish.
Yes.
You have the little tongs for the salad.
Very nice. Matching tongs.
Matching tongs.
Matching tongs.
For the salad.
No plastic utensils here. If you want to make a meatloaf, you go to McDonald's, buy 5 hamburgers, stack them up, boom, there you go. And then the last one, I don't think she liked that one.
I'm giving you the hand raise just so that people know why I was so silent. I really wasn't. My hand was raised.
Thank you. The other one is don't forget about dessert. You have to top the whole thing off appropriately.
That's
true. It can't be a tasty cake cupcake. It just can't be some pound cake with some Cool Whip on it.
Cannolis.
Cannolis. You just go to the bakery and get them. You can lie and say you made them. Now, you can go and buy the most expensive pastry at your local bakery. You could lay out some serious cash for this and say, honey, I slaved all day. This is my grandmother's cannoli recipe, and I have decided to make it for you.
Now, I'm not sure, and I could be totally wrong, if everyone knows what a cannoli is, because I actually saw a commercial for a chain restaurant. I'm not going to name names.
Okay.
They had a cannoli dessert, or something cannoli dessert. And the woman in the commercial said, I don't know what a cannoli is, but this is delicious.
That's a good
and
point.
And it blew my mind because, for me, a cannoli is
it's a cannoli.
A staple dessert item. But I don't know if everyone knows what a cannoli is.
So why don't you explain
okay,
it?
Okay, so a crispy shell. It's kind of like a tunnel. Like a tunnel, like a tube.
Yes.
And in the middle of it is this cream-based filling.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's like fruit in it. Sometimes there's chocolate chips in it. But it's almost like, can I say like a vanilla, like, you know, base cream on
it's
the inside?
It's a bland cream, and it's kind of like a taco in certain ways.
There you go.
That's the best way to illustrate
it. It's like a vanilla cream burrito.
Right.
But open on the ends.
Yes.
It is so tasty.
It is.
It's so tasty. You put some powdered sugar on the top of it.
And see, because you and I do this from a New York City, Northeastern perspective.
It's a staple.
There is somebody in Wichita, in Baton Rouge right now, looking at their radio saying,
what's a cannoli?
What's a cannoli?
Well, there you go.
Now they know. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.